Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Hello, I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio.
This week, we're excited to launch Season 3 with an exciting new series we call Five Dimensions of Well-Being. Over the coming weeks, we'll be presenting 10 shows that feature an alignment movie or TV session around these five dimensions of well-being. So you will be hearing much about these five areas. First one that we'll cover is health. The next will be food. Then environment, work life, and we'll round it all up with stewardship.
Well-being is a big topic, and we decided to dedicate Season 3 to help us all align with well-being. We're really looking forward to going on this journey to well-being with all of you. So let's get started. First, let's define what we mean by well-being. We found this description from the National Accounts of Well-Being. The science of subjective well-being suggests that as well as experiencing good feelings, people need a sense of individual vitality to undertake activities which are meaningful, engaging, and which make them feel competent and autonomous. And the second is a stock of inner resources to help them cope when things go wrong and be resilient to changes beyond their immediate control. Well-being is most usefully thought of as the dynamic process that gives people a sense of how their lives are going through the interaction between their circumstances, the activities, and psychological resources or mental capital. We think of well-being as discovering a balance in all areas of your life. It is not about achieving perfection, making it happen, or getting it right.
So how is your life going in these areas we chose of health, food, work life, environment, and stewardship? Some of these dimensions you may not have considered as key to well-being. Sure, there are many ways to define the specific dimensions, and we're not suggesting ours is the only way to look at it. Clearly, emotions, relationships, and prosperity are key dimensions of well-being. Since we've covered many of these nuances in Seasons 1 and 2, we decided to go deeper with the five we picked. These five key areas intrigued us, so we dedicated the series to them. Now, over the coming weeks, we'll explore them in depth with some terrific movies and several episodes from our favorite series from the Sundance Channel, Iconoclasts. As we explore these five dimensions together, health, food, work life, environment, and stewardship, you'll see the thread that connects all of these and how it will allow us to thrive and return to well-being.
This week, we're focusing on the health dimension, and the show is called Reboot Your Health with a Juice Fast. What do we mean by reboot? Well, you know, it's not much different to rebooting your computer.
Yeah.
Think about what that does. It's a do-over. So in this case, a reboot is a way to start over with your diet and improve your health through a juice fast. And what better teacher to take us on this journey than Joe Cross? He's an Aussie who created the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
So another film by an Aussie. I'm sensing a trend here, Sue Ann.
Of course. As you probably gathered, I'm a card-carrying Aussie. It's actually become quite a joke at work. I actually have a sign up in my window in my office that has the Aussie chant on it. So people will go down the corridor and go, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And they know my response is going to be, oi, oi, oi. That's what I mean by a card-carrying Aussie.
Thank you for that, Sue Ann. I was definitely moved. I'm sure our listeners will be too. And if you're wondering how many, you know, what the distance is to Australia, just go back to her Facebook page and you'll see. She has a little sign up there too. So
Let's now talk about Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's a 2010 American documentary film which follows the 60-day journey of Australian Joe Cross across the United States as he engages in a juice fast to regain his health under the care of Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is the Director of Research for the Nutrition Research Foundation. Cross and Robert Mack, co-creators of the film, both serve on the Nutrition Research Foundation's advisory board.
Sue Ann and I began Juice Fast back in 2006. Since then, we do a fast of some version or another 1 to 2 times a year. Now, when we first started, people thought we were nuts.
That's an understatement.
At the time, not many people in this barbecue-eating North Texas were juicing at the time. And so when we would explain it to them, as you watch this film, the reaction that Joe's getting, mm-hmm. we had to at some point actually go down under and not tell anybody we were doing it.
Yeah.
Because they were just, some were just horrified that we would even consider this.
And not very supportive.
No.
I can tell you, I've had funny experiences when I pull out my thing of juice at work. Everybody gets horrified at the color or the...
Some of our neighbors really did think we went nuts. Mm-hmm. We just absolutely... And yeah, you know, okay. They probably still do today, too. But anyways, today, of course, it's much more common. In fact, there are businesses that sprouted out all over the place just to mm-hmm. help people. And our local Whole Foods, they actually sell... You know, the vegetables that you
exactly.
need in bulk now just for people doing these juice fasts. So, you know, some say Joe Cross really was instrumental in getting this new trend started. And so when we thought about health, the first, you know, we immediately thought
yeah.
Joe Cross. And so here we are.
So Joe Cross's movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, has been seen by over 20 million people all over the world, and it's definitely an inspiring film. Joe started his journey weighing 310 pounds and ended up losing 100 pounds.
And he shows what 310 pounds look like in his underwear on the movie, so...
Well, what can I say? He wants to be graphic wow. so that we really understand what it looks like.
What a courageous guy.
Definitely. So we created this alignment session to assist anyone that's ready to try a juice fast. By watching this film, you'll be doing the energetic work first to support you on what can be a life-changing relationship with food. As you watch the film, look for these key lessons that we included in this alignment session. First, make an appointment with your physician. When Joe began his journey, he was ill and decided to start the first 30 days of his journey in New York. And that was very deliberate because he wanted to be under the care of Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who specializes in nutrition. Before that, he went to 6 doctors and all other kinds of practitioners, and as he says, even a witch doctor.
Yes, he did say that, didn't he?
He did. Depending on your health situation, we recommend you check in first with a practitioner who can ensure your well-being as you embark on your first juice fast. And you may actually hear some people call it a juice cleanse, and we sometimes call it that. While not only is it a safe way to try juicing, it will provide some terrific metrics to help you monitor your progress. For those of you that have been juicing for some time, it's still a good idea to start with a practitioner first. I recently began working with a naturopath who has recommended I stick with a specific diet protocol because we're working on a specific health challenge. It is mostly fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, and seeds, but they are specific fruits and veggies that will address the issue I'm working on. So right at this moment in time, it's not the best thing for me to be juicing. So although I still do my green juices in the morning.
Right.
I mention this to clarify that we don't think juicing is the only way to go for everyone. There are many paths that fit. We want to encourage you to follow what's best for you. It's all about finding balance in your life, which is our intent for this whole series.
So be willing to try new things and work with other practitioners to continue to find ways for your health to thrive. And this leads us to our next key point. We want you to start small and go from there. 60 days seems like a lifetime to most of us, and in fact, it just seems too hard to even consider. What we recommend is to start out small and see how you go. We suggest you begin by aiming to complete 1 week. Use it as a target, not a mandatory requirement. Remember, there's no pass-fail grade here.
I actually liked what Joe said about trying to go 10 days, and if you only make 7, then good on ya. That's so Australian. You hear that at home. Good on ya, mate. It's not about making it happen. It's about doing your best, and if it's 7 days, good on ya.
Normally, you'll notice, too, when you get started, that the first 2 days you can have headaches. And in the film, when you watch it, Joe introduces us to a new friend called Siong Norte, and she agrees to do only 10 days, and that works for her. But we get to see her experience, and it's pretty common about the first couple days where her head is, she's having these headaches.
2 to 3.
So go small, and then as we've done these fasts in the past, what we would coach each other is 1 day at a time. It's a very powerful mantra. So our next key point is what we've learned over the years that helps, and that it's juicing is easier with friends. Joe embarks on a solo journey, and he discovers friends along the way. As I mentioned earlier, we found that juicing is much easier when you find a team and juice together. Just like most things in life, it's easier to do with a team. And in the past, both of our spouses would join us on the fast. My wife, Laura, and I found it easier to do the fast together. It just makes it easier if you have a buddy at home doing it too. We also found it easier knowing that Dr. Tom and Sue Ann were cleansing with us. So we'd exchange our experiences, cheer each other on, and swap recipes, and sometimes just wine together.
Exactly. Unfortunately.
So over the years, the four of us have had varied our lengths and our approaches have changed. And while our timing today doesn't always sync for all four of us, Laura and I still juice simultaneously. What we've found is that evenings were always the hardest for us. And did you notice in the film, Joe was talking about that?
Exactly.
Also.
Well, it's the end of the day and you're tired. Your motivation can wane a little bit by the end of the day.
Yeah. In the morning and the afternoon, you're going, I've got this, I've got this. And then in the evening, it's just like, it just seems overwhelming. So in the early days, we used to do a sauna at night. We found it helped us relax and it gave us a badly needed distraction of something to do. So pick something to do in the evenings to help with the emotional stuff that usually is stirred at the end of the day.
Joe says it's really important to prepare for a juice fast, and I second that.
Yeah, it's true.
You really have to you have to prepare mentally, emotionally on those levels. And so one way you can do this is let your friends know that you're planning
That's
to do
really
this,
helpful.
That because they can be really helpful. So let's listen to a quick clip from Joe.
If you're going to do a reboot, one of the most important things that I sort of say to people is to get organised and to plan out and actually go and tell people who you care about and who care about you what you're doing. Ask for their support. You know, this is a really tough thing to do. This is not something that's easy. And I just would really can't emphasise enough about how being prepared, being organised, psyching yourself up for this is so important.
By watching this alignment film first, you'll receive some powerful energetic benefits that'll support you on your fast. Remember, we've been doing these cleanses since 2006 and have used our emotional experience in our alignment work. We incorporated these past alignment sessions in this film's session. So you'll get the benefits of our journey just by watching the film. If you're looking for an online community to help with your juice fast journey, we recommend Joe's website called rebootwithjoe.com. It's really great.
Yeah, it is terrific.
Joe's put together a terrific global community to help inspire you on your journey.
What we've learned about juicing over the years takes us to the next key point. And for us, this has been very, very clear. This is an emotional cleanse. Back in 2006, we didn't have much reference on what to expect on a juice fast. Our first one, we went for 21 days, and I'd have to say it was my toughest one yet that I've done.
Yeah, it probably wasn't for me because I'd already done a 5-week one before that.
Oh, man. What happens when you're doing your first cleanse is you begin to lose weight, and while that's happening, you release the emotions that are trapped in the excess fat you've been carrying. Now, you've heard us talk about this before. Most of us don't realize how we freeze our emotions in our bodies. Well, guess what? Many times this emotional energy is stored in our fat. So be okay if you notice old stuff percolating. It's just a good sign you're releasing the old frozen emotions, and we assure you it's worth the churn. Although this doesn't have to be everybody's experience. However, we've included many emotional belief statements in this alignment movie to help you release these emotions with grace, ease, love, and joy.
So there's definitely an emotional health benefit from doing these fasts. There's actually an energy benefit too. You'll actually notice you have more energy when you're doing this.
And throughout the film, they all talk about that.
Yeah. So this takes us to our final key point. The more you reboot with juice fasts, the easier it gets. The more you juice fast, it seems your body becomes aware of what's happening and adjusts quicker to juicing the next time. At least that's been our experience. Sure, you still have headaches in the first 2 to 3 days. It's just the stirred toxins being released. That's all.
And sometimes it could be the body reacting to not drinking caffeine, if you're like me.
And Tom.
Yeah. And so those of you that like coffee each morning, sometimes that's just the coffee withdrawal symptoms kicking
exactly.
in.
Exactly. But as you do it annually or however frequently you choose, it's as if your body looks forward to it. I'm a little like the lady in the film Seong Norte. I have a homemade green juice every morning and really notice it if I skip it. We usually pick a time for the juice fast when we feel bloated and uncomfortable. Do you know, perhaps you've had something going on in your life that's really been stressful or emotional, and that can be a clue that it's time.
You can notice too that you're just feeling sluggish and you just know that it's time. You do desire to get that light feeling again. Mm-hmm. For me, I always know because I'm usually up about 10 pounds. That's always the sign. Here's why I've enjoyed a juice fast and still do them. I notice less cravings for caffeine and sugar. My stomach shrinks and I eat less for about 3 to 4 months after the fast. I feel all around better and lighter, both from less weight and emotionally better. I've, over the years, have craved veggies in a whole new way and fruits for months after the fast, and it still sticks around. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I see pictures of beautiful veggies and fruit, I crave them. A new pattern that's set in is I eat smaller portions than I used to. My metabolism seems to reset, and I don't put on the weight as fast. And finally, I feel good about myself after doing a juice fast. So in preparation for this broadcast, I decided to go on a juice fast and invite you to join me and my wife, Laura. We'll both be juicing for the next couple of weeks. If you're considering a spring cleanse by juicing, start by watching Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead first. Then find your team and get started.
There are all kinds of terrific resources on Joe Cross's YouTube channel called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. After watching the film, check out his channel for more information. It's really a great resource. So, let's review. The key energetic benefits from watching the alignment film Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead are the courage and fortitude to remain on the juice fast without stopping, a letting go of the fear you may have from eating nothing but juice for an extended period, a letting go of the judgments and criticisms you have about your body and the weight you're carrying, a releasing of frozen emotions with grace and ease, with love and joy, and a willingness to make a change in the food you regularly eat, a new inspiration for eating fruits and vegetables as a key source of food, a letting go of the belief that it's easier to die at 55 than change your eating habits now. I'd be in trouble if I'd kept that one.
And folks, you'll notice throughout the film, there are like three people that said, I guess I'll live till 55 and then I'm good.
Exactly. And a willingness to ask for help. A letting go of your addictions and emotional attachments to food. And the final one is a releasing of using food and alcohol to soothe your emotions.
That's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a lot of nuances around that.
Yes.
So this is the part of the show where we explain how this alignment process works. So if you haven't listened to the show before, there's just a series of steps that you do so that you can benefit from the energetic belief pattern changes that Suann and I did. So first, if you haven't done what we call our intention session, then you need to do this first before watching the film, and you only need to do it once. We like to tell people to think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, once completed, the app runs the software on the phone. So the intention session's like that, and you can find it on any of our websites. First, it's right here on our program page at fmgradio.com. It's also on our other websites, peaceofmindovertures.com, our book sites, tamingyourdragons.com, and itsjustcommerce.com. And in all three of those websites, there's a tab right on the front page that says intention session. So you just read those belief statements. We have a modality at the end. And then you're ready to watch any of the alignment movies that are on our program page, on our website, anything that we talk about in the future. And so go back and watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead in its entirety. And we notice it's available on Netflix. Also, Hulu has it. And there are many other streaming outlets you can find it. And you probably could find it at the library. I didn't check, but I bet you could. Now, if you enjoyed this show and would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, please consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. When you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you'll save 25% off Taming Your Dragons or our other book, It's Just Commerce. Both these books are available only at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. That's FMGRADIO coupon code in all caps when you're checking out, and you'll save a one-time 25% off. When you buy both books, the shipping is on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Suann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Welcome back. Suann, what's our alignment session for this week?
Well, this one's kind of telling a bit on myself, but I've called this, Are You a List Maker? Well,
the answer is yes over here. So you're not telling just on yourself.
I am, and at times it seems my list, or in truth, I should say plural, lists, are going to strangle me. The lists and the need to complete the activities on them have taken on a life of their own. It's no longer an aid to my life. They're actually instead running my life. So I found it useful to regularly take a look in my life and see if there are some things that I feel obligated to do that no longer hold any meaning for me. These things can be big or small. It could be as simple as having to sweep the floor every day or clean the windows once a week. I can hear you laughing, but there's some truth to these comments. Kind of been known for being a little fanatical at times.
Yes, and there's no laughing that's being done over here. She's too close to me. But it's true what she's saying.
So, like me, my stepmom likes things clean and orderly. For my dad, her ways are a little extreme. I can still hear my dad saying how she'd wake the birds up every morning by going outside and beating the trees.
Why was she beating the trees?
What she was actually doing was just sweeping the paths around the house, but this was at about 5:30 in the morning. So to my dad, it seemed like a fruitless exercise. But over time, my stepmom actually realized she was expecting just a little too much of herself. So the key is to see if what you are insisting you do is stealing your well-being. Ask yourself, is it serving me? Perhaps it's just become a habit you feel you have always done and always need to do. If it isn't serving you, then perhaps there is another approach, or you can just lighten up on yourself and give yourself permission to skip it. So a key to crossing something off your list is to stop judging yourself as wrong for wanting to change. Being willing to change allows you to open up mentally and emotionally, which enhances your ability to see people and situations in a new light. Awareness can actually dawn on why you're really insisting you do the activity. It's actually interesting when you do this and sort of a light goes off and you go, oh, I've been doing this for some reason that's been gone for 10 years. So when this awareness dawns, it makes it easier to let go. It can be scary sometimes, but I can assure you it's worth it. The end result is you become much more authentic. Authentic within yourself and how you appear to other people. So a person who is intentional about what activities fill your day, including what you eat. And that's what's happened for me.
Yeah.
It's shown up in a lot of different areas. So what we're going to do now is we're going to align ourselves with some intentions. And what that means is we're going to get some energy under these intentions within our bodies so that we naturally start doing these intentions. These are naturally a part of our everyday life. And what I mean by align with is you need to be on the same frequency as these intentions. It's the same idea that if you want to listen to a particular radio station, you have to be on that frequency. You have to turn the dial to that frequency. Well, that's what we're doing within us. We're going to turn the dial within us so that we're actually aligned with these intentions so that they can show up in our lives. So to begin with, we're going to say these intentions together. I give myself permission to change. I make my well-being a priority. I release all shoulds. I review my to-do list and let go of activities that have no meaning for me. My lists serve me, not the other way around. I open up mentally and emotionally, and finally, I am authentic. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to do a modality that's just an activity that's going to help us align with these intentions. And the one we're going to do, it's just nodding your head. So I want you just to start gently nodding your head. And I mean gently. This is not one of those bobbleheads, okay?
So it's like you're saying yes to someone.
It's like you're saying yes to somebody, but not that yes, 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 yes. It's at about the speed of yes.
Have you ever noticed some people do this in interviews too?
Yes.
It must be a calming modality.
It is. It actually strengthens the thymus gland, which is associated with your immune system, which is everything that we've been working on today.
That's amazing. You had that answer. You just pulled that out of nowhere, didn't you?
Of course. It actually, what it does is it also lets people know they're being heard.
Yeah.
Gently. And that's why people do it in interviews. But it's actually a good habit to get into. You might actually want to observe yourself how many times you're shaking your head versus saying yes. Because what we're saying here is we're saying yes to being authentic. So you might even want to say that to yourself as you're nodding your head. Yes, I feel authentic. Yes. I am supportive of myself. So think of all those things that you want to say yes to.
I give myself permission to change,
exactly.
Including the food I eat.
Yes. Okay, so well done. That's complete. So I wish you well on the journey this week, and it's a journey we're embarking on together.
Yes, this is really a lot of fun for us because, you know, we're doing the work that occurs to us too. So we've covered our first episode under the dimension of health, and we have another episode next week that will support your health in making the changes that we're hoping you'll consider. So as you approach this consideration to whether you're going to try a juice fast. We really want you to first watch the movie, do the alignment work, and wait to see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And when you notice that maybe you're starting to feel you're ready, go for it. If you're not ready yet, tune in next week, Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, because we're going to have another alignment movie that will help you be willing to take on this new experience in your life.
Exactly.
Really see it as taking an empowering, powerful step for you. And so we want to encourage you to do the alignment first and then step into this when you feel it. So tune in next week for part two of the health dimension of our series of the five dimensions of well-being. Thank you for joining us this week, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.